It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Angelica Garcia back to home in one sense of the word, right?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Sky, it's good to be here with you. Good to be in L.A. again.
Angelica grew up until about 17?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a Los Angeles native, and I lived all around L.A., different parts.
You were here in L.A. till 17, and then your father found a new calling.
Yeah.
In life. He was in the music business, and then
he
found a calling of the
priesthood.
Of a higher purpose, I guess, and you moved to Virginia.
Yeah. So basically, my dad was in the industry, like, for 25 years, and I guess, like, by the time him and my mom got married, I was about 5 years old when my mom married my stepdad, who's my stepdad. And he had already been, like, well into his music career, and it was just as, like, I was, I guess, maybe in middle school or something that he decided that he wanted to just totally flip and do this life change. And he likes to joke and say he's repenting for all his years in the music business. But
yeah, that'll take a while.
But it was pretty crazy. They kind of got this thing, like, so once you're ordained a priest, the way that you find your parish or your church home or whatever is they kind of got, like, this website that the best way I can describe it is sort of like Match.com for, like, hey, looking for a priest, hey, looking for a church. And the first church to respond to my dad was this tiny little parish on the eastern shore of Virginia, which, like, my parents were thinking, like, oh, eastern shore, that must be, like, Virginia Beach. And no, it's not. And it's basically, like, farmland, soybean fields, really big forests and back roads with no lamps. And it's beautiful, you know. So it was crazy. Like, I guess my parents just fell in love with the area so much. And I always loved traveling and stuff, so I was down for
it. Open space and elbow room when you're coming out of L.A. is something to behold.
Oh, yeah. No 5 p.m. traffic, and if it is, it's like a tractor.
Yeah.
You know, and that was amazing. And it was very hard as a young, like, kid, I guess, because I came right out of high school and we moved straight there, and there weren't really many people my age, and if there were, I had absolutely nothing in common with them.
Right.
Like, seriously, like, I was the weird musician, and everybody else was, like, hunting with their dad in the morning or something, and I don't give my dad a gun, he wouldn't know what to do with one. But I don't know, it ended up being a really great thing, though, because even though it kind of sucks to be by yourself all the time, at the same time, like, I was able to really work on my music and figure out what I liked and what I didn't like and really workshop stuff.
My grandma, she told me to pray to God about it. And I believe her, cause that works for me sometimes. But do I really wanna? I would rather be a loner. Or can I call myself an independent woman?
The isolation led to freedom, led to you defining, you know, your own sense of creativity. But then you connected with the legendary producer Charlie Peacock.
Yeah.
And Charlie said, I guess, I see where you're going. And, you know, we can also go here. And I guess that was something that was significant to you, too, as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I first met Charlie, like my dad and I, we were just kind of, you know, pick up a suitcase, go to Nashville and meet him. And I think what I liked the best about what he said up front was that, cause I had been doing all those little demos in that parish house, like on my laptop, like singing in the little like FaceTime Skype microphone.
Sure.
And he actually said to me right away that he saw the beauty in those and he loved what I had already done. And so I liked the fact that instead of going like, hey, we're going to do a clean sweep, we're going to start new, he said, let's take these little recordings that you have and use them to really drive the album. And so we're not going to fight them or try to redo them. We're going to use them and work with them.
We're going to find everything that could be in there and put them to good use, but we're not going to overwhelm those songs.
Yeah, yeah. So that was great. And then he obviously, like, he had access to all this stuff that, like, I couldn't even begin to in my little room. Like, everything from, like, top-of-the-line equipment to just having an address book just full of all these amazing session players from all around Nashville and from all over the country too. And so that was amazing to like actually have great players on every song because at that point I didn't even have my band yet. So I was all by myself and just me and my little guitar.
When you're sitting there and you've heard the songs in your head and you've captured the songs to a point where you have the confidence to think, I want to take these out into the world. And then when you have those moments where these musicians that can play anything and everything, and they start finding things and you're witnessing this and going, it's got to be like kind of breathtaking.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Wow. My song's doing that.
It's so amazing. Yeah. I mean, like for example, Dan Dugmore came and he played pedal steel on Call Me Later and a few other tracks too. But that was the one that hit me the most because Dan Dugmore, like, for those who don't know, he's, like, played on all of, like, Linda Ronstadt's stuff and, like, all this amazing stuff. And, you know, when I sit there and think about it, like, of course I didn't hear that because I'm not a pedal steel player, you know, so I couldn't just sit there and hear all that. But, oh, my God, it totally took my breath away because all I had been playing that song was just, like, me finger picking on an old acoustic that I probably hadn't even been taking that much care of, you know. And then he just like, poof, it was amazing. It was so great. I'm pretty sure I shed a tear that day.
They told me to forget and I said I couldn't. I always remember things take them wherever I may go. I'll take them wherever I may go. Cause if they come my way, I'll say yeah. I forgot my place, I'll say yeah. I don't recall, I don't know.
Then you get to come back last night and stand on the stage of the Troubadour, yeah, and play in front of friends and family from Los Angeles and fans at large. It had to be a real heartwarming event for you.
Oh, it's amazing. And like, I mean, it was, first of all, it was just so great to just be back in LA after so long. And
freeways and all.
Yeah, I know. I know. But second of all, it was just, you know, I'd imagine that several, like, songwriters, artists of any kind just kind of go through this thing where, you know, when you're in your room by yourself working on something, or you have a little idea in your phone or whatever it is, like, it can be kind of easy to discourage yourself and be like, oh, who the heck is going to care about this stupid, like, 30-second idea? But honestly, just like going to play the Troubadour last night, that is, to me, dead proof that, you know, that's what happens when you let the ideas follow through and you actually work on them. And it's not in vain, I guess. You know.
You also played with an artist that I think is simpatico in many ways, with Lydia Loveless last night. So that has to feel kind of right, too, when you're sharing a stage with someone like that. Because
yeah,
there seems to be, you know, some ideas that you share and a stance that you share to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely like to think so. I know that we certainly are in the same boat lately with, like, all the crazy stuff that's happening, yeah, in the country right now. And but yeah, I'm honored to share the stage with her. I think she's great. Her band is awesome. And it's nice to be in the company of someone else that also cares about lyrics and musicality and, like, really wants to, you know, capture that not only in the studio but on stage. ¶¶
Angelica Garcia, welcome. And this is only the first time of many, I'm sure, where we'll get to talk and hear your music. Medicine for Birds is the album, and it was great having you here today.
Hey, thank you, Sky. I loved being here.
You got it.